Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
If you're sitting at home, if you're working from home, if you're at the kitchen table, or maybe you're in the box room just beside it, do you notice that you eat more when you're not in the office? Is binge eating a thing you do a little bit more when you're working from home? Well, psychiatrist Brendan Kelly is with me on the line today. Brendan, why do we binge eat?
We binge eat for a lot of reasons, but one of the big reasons is because it's convenient. So you might have a home office in the kitchen or next door to it, and then you're far more likely to go to the fridge than you are in a workplace. And it is one of the risks of working from home, which is that it can lead to binge eating and having lots of snacks and nibbles far more than we might do in an office where it's a little more difficult or where there's more social expectation. Maybe people watching us and we feel self-conscious, and that's simply not a factor when you're at home, particularly on your own.
So it's not good for the waistline, Brendan?
It's not good for the waistline, but also, I suppose more seriously, during the pandemic, we did see increased presentations with quite severe eating problems, you know, things that were approaching bulimia or anorexia. And it does seem that being at home for long periods of time increased the likelihood of these things, both among people working and indeed among younger people and children.
It is something, though, on a more serious note, though, Brendan, that we do need to be mindful of. Like when you look at the most recent figures, about a third of us now work from home at least one day a week. There's a fairly large proportion of this number that might be doing, you know, a three day a week or a 2 day split week between home and the office and commuting then on the road in between. Like a lot of it, too, has to be down to just boredom, like the isolation. You mightn't have somebody to talk to when you're sitting at the kitchen table. So, the Kit Kat is an easy thing to reach for.
Yes, it is. I mean, Kit Kats are lovely. I love a Kit Kat myself. But eating is a very emotional behaviour. We eat our feelings almost all the time. So if that feeling is boredom and our behaviour is eating, if that's how we deal with it, then the best strategy is to try and do a different behaviour, at least for a little while, and being realistic. So that might mean going for a walk instead of eating the Kit Kat, or maybe before eating the Kit Kat, and then you mightn't actually go ahead and do it. Because eating is very much a behaviour, so it's influenced by our emotions and where we are, what's available, what is within reach, what can we do right now. So very simple things make a huge difference. So, for example, having a bottle of water on your desk can sometimes fulfil that need to consume something and might reduce the number of unhealthy snacks that we tend to take.
Yeah, with that chunk of like our professional lives that's now spent at the kitchen table, is it even something as simplistic as moving from the kitchen table to the box room?
Putting a bit of distance, physical distance between yourself and the fridge always helps, the same way that putting physical distance between yourself and your mobile phone helps to break that particular habit. The other thing that's very useful is to structure the day's work at home. So that might mean going out for a walk at the start of the day and the end of the day, as if you're walking to work, albeit work at home, and then walking home from work, albeit that you're just walking around the block back to where you started. This kind of structure can help us to structure out our eating a little bit more and our drinking, because some of the snacks we drink are not tremendously healthy as well. So bringing a bit of structure to the day as if in the workplace can help reduce the risk of overeating at home.
Yeah. Is it hard to break a habit? Like at this stage, you know, when maybe people first started working at home 3 years ago or 3.5 years ago during COVID, like if you've been working from home for the entire period, it can be hard, Brendan, to just, you know, to restart that new routine.
It really can. And about 50% of what we do out of habit without even thinking about it. So that means breaking a habit is difficult, but it also means breaking a habit is very worthwhile. Because if you can replace an old habit with a new habit, that is likely to last. So it's very much worth the effort to look at our habits rather than things that we do at random times. So this might mean what's called stacking habits, so that as well as having a snack, you also go for a walk. And then over time, you can shift from one habit to the other habit. But if you like, you piggyback the healthy habit on the unhealthy habit. And over time, and it can take months, over time, then you have a shift in habit. And that tends to be sustainable, particularly, you know, into the future if you're at home.
Yeah, okay. Listen, Brendan, thanks a million for joining us on Lunchtime Live today. That, of course, is psychiatrist Brendan Kelly.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.